This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with breast cancer thriver Dana Dinnerman and owner of Hulabel, a brand which helps research products for women, in particular breast cancer survivors, and also has in the recent past created swimwear and other types of clothing to help women who may seek more coverage after having surgery from a breast cancer diagnosis. Dana, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us, Dana, after being diagnosed with breast cancer, did you 100% rely on your doctors?
Initially, yes, because when you're first diagnosed with something as serious as cancer, you find yourself to be not able to really cope as well, and you can't really grasp what's going on. And so, of course, you're gonna lean on your doctors for support, and you know they have all the answers, and you're just hoping they can guide you down the right path. So yes, initially, I just clung to everything they told me, and thankfully I have a good group of doctors, good team of doctors. So they were a good group of doctors to lean on.
And when did you realize that you needed to be researching your own path?
It was basically when I got done with my first 6 months of treatment back in 2012. My breast cancer was hormone driven. In the breast cancer world, it's considered ER positive, estrogen positive. So the cancer cells tend to thrive on estrogen, you know, from your hormones. And being a young woman, I was 35 at the time, you know, I had a lot of hormones going through my system, and the chemo didn't necessarily shut down my ovaries. And so my hormones came back fairly quickly after treatment. And so I was concerned about that, because I thought, well, that must mean the cancer is going to come back. And you know, my team of doctors said that's not necessarily true. The research doesn't show that. And my cancer did come back right along with my hormones. And so they shut my hormones down. And then the cancer went away with treatment. But then about a year later, research came out that showed that, yes, indeed, it helps to shut down your hormones. And so I found that my instincts and just me looking into things, you know, asking questions, you know, could have possibly deterred it from the cancer from growing, or maybe even coming back when it did. So that's when I figured out maybe I should be looking into this a little bit more on my own too, but still rely on the doctors, obviously, because they have, you know, they are in the profession. They know what they're doing. And then there was another time last year where I had to do some research, and I realized that the cancer had come back. But, you know, by the time you get in for your treatments and for, you know, all your tests, the doctors don't know until they get the facts from the test. But I already had a feeling based off of my research that I had done. So so just a couple times there, I realized, you know, it's better to, you know, they say, oh, stay off the internet, don't try to be your own doctor. But I tend to think that you know your body best, you know, and you know it day to day. You see the changes, and it's good to ask questions.
And totally agree with you there. And knowing your own body, today we are with breast cancer thriver Dana Dinnerman and owner of Hulabel, a brand which helps research products for women, in particular breast cancer survivors, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Information and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dana, do you listen to the statistics from the doctors for your life expectancy?
Oh, I didn't want to hear it, because initially when I first came in with my diagnosis in 2011, I was stage 3. And, you know, there's 4 stages to breast cancer, obviously. And Well, and so I knew stage three didn't probably wasn't going to have a good number to it. So when I initially walked in, I was so scared. I didn't want to hear the numbers. I just told my doctor, "Look, it's either I make it or I don't. And if I'm here and I'm breathing and I'm alive, then I'm here and I've made it." So I told him I don't want those numbers in my head. And they knew to not put those numbers there. And so no, I don't listen to the numbers because those numbers to me are a general overall statistic, and they're not my statistic, is how I feel.
And what examples do you have that show your own decisions might have saved your own life?
I guess I went over those, but I would say with the hormone, back when I was first diagnosed, with my hormones coming back and me just thinking, well, 1 + 1 = 2 and not getting the reaction that I needed, or I thought that would make sense. And then I also think this last summer, or summer of 2016, I noticed a change in my vision, and I try to get in with my doctor, but sometimes you can't get in right away, or it takes a while to get a scan. So I researched the symptoms that I was having, and I was, not sweating on one side of my face. One of my pupils wasn't dilating, and it was on the right side, which is where the cancer always seems to be growing. And it said online with Dr. Google, as my husband fondly called it, that I had Horner syndrome, which is kind of, a medical term, I guess, that they use in medical school that's rarely used in the field of medicine. And I told my husband, he's a physician, he's a general surgeon. I said, I think I have Horner syndrome. And he just laughed at me and said, are you on the computer again? Told you to stay off the internet. And I said, no, I really do. And I said, that means there's a tumor probably growing and pressing on my optic nerve. And sure enough, when they did the CT scan, I was right. There was a tumor pressing on my optic nerve, a big one. And they said that's what's causing your symptoms. And so going in, I already kind of knew that something wasn't right. And that helped me actually cope a little bit easier when I got the test results back. And I guess it's a sense of control, but it is your body, and you want to know what's going on with it. So those are a couple of examples there of things that, of me just saying, hey, something's not right, and having to speak up.
I can't thank you enough, Dana, for coming out and sharing your story briefly with us. And there's a lot that not only inspires us, but also helps us if we should encounter something similar that you've experienced as well. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip here today?
Well, I would say after fighting this for about 6 years this November and going through my fourth regimen of chemo now as we speak, be your own advocate, answer questions, respect and listen to your doctors. They are there to help you, but they do have a lot on their plate. But you know your body well, and they don't know. They base it off of what they hear from you and the test as well. But if you really need to get a test, you need to speak up, encourage them, tell them, hey, I need help here. There's something going on. And be that voice. Because if you just pass it off, then there's a good chance that if it is cancer, it's not going to go away on its own. And it's best to speak up now than wait, because chances are the doctors can try to help you and get you in for treatment. And to just have faith. That was one thing that helped me, and I know that's not something that you hear a lot anymore nowadays, but my faith really helped me get through it, and I gave it all to God. So, and alleviating that, just taking it away, just giving it to God helped me cope day to day as well.
Yes, with a situation like that, you can only but put this in the Lord's hands, and He can take care of the rest. Before you go, we definitely want to know more of where we can get information on Hoola Bell and how could one be in contact as well.
Okay, so you can go online to www.hulabell.com. I have, you know, information on there of just, you know, about the company, and I have some items on there for sale. I'm having a clearance sale actually right now on some swimsuits. Hulabell is going to be featured in Fashion Week San Diego this fall in October. That's a big fashion show down here in San Diego. It showcases 20 designers, and I'm one of those designers, and so I'm very excited about that. We're actually, for my particular show, me and the director, Allison, we are going to we're going to have a Stand Up to Cancer type of a show, and we're trying to make raise awareness that we need more research. And then I don't know. I'm very active on Instagram. And so if you'd like to follow me on Instagram, that'd be great, because I'm on there all the time talking to my fellow survivors, just sending encouragement their way as they go through treatment.
Well, keep up the good work and the good faith. And Dana, it has been an honor to have had you with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And the pleasure's been ours. We've been speaking with Dana Dinnerman, an owner of Hulabell, a brand which helps research products for women, in particular breast cancer survivors. And for all the details, visit hulabell.com. And again, this is Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.